Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we are back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, we have home field advantage in the World Series. That is taken care of. How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. Listen, let's get this series over versus Minnesota. Bring out Duran once or twice so he can close the game out against his former team. And then we get ready for the second round of the MLB playoffs. But we got business to take care of first.
It's football Friday.
Florida, we got to go down to Tampa. It's time to do away with Todd Bowles. Yankee baseball, I'm sick of this. Holla at your boy.
Tell you what, it's going to be a pretty good sports weekend. It's going to be a good. We got a big college football slate tomorrow. We are.
Is there a big boxing? Is there a boxing? No, is there a boxing match?
Oh, no. Oh, man. Got a little Ryder Cup action. Schwarber taking down Howard. Eagles box on Sunday. Penn State football.
Come on. Is it in Penn State? Or are we taking a road trip?
No, we're in Happy Valley.
Yo, come on.
You think those soft ducks are coming into Penn State and winning that football game?
Stupid. What a stupid. We're starting early. It's always a big Football Friday show. Nick Costos joins us around 2:45. Give your picks for the weekend. Elliot at 3. Tornado Shapiro 3:30 with the game day forecast. What the hell else do we have? 4 o'clock. Jaws. Tommy Down the Shore will be with
the
us.
The Belt.
The Belt.
Top Brent, 5.
Brent Celek's going to be with us late in the show, 5:30.
We got our ass picks.
Yes, our terrible picks. He said ass picks. Bad picks. Well, we have bad
Jesus
picks.
Jesus Christ,
our
man.
Picks are bad. Yeah, there's kids
you
in the car.
You couldn't have phrased that some other way?
Yeah, there's kids in the car, Jack. Kids in the car. All right. Ike, it's an
Goodness
On the Record
gracious,
Friday.
Man. Yes.
It's On the Record Friday. So, of course, when you call up, we're going to need your prediction for the game on Sunday. Go on the record with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to want you to go on the record with something else, and I'm making you answer this first.
Okay.
Thought of that this morning. I'm going to give you a choice on Sunday's game, right? Mm-hmm. And we have two teams, by the way, who have won games by the skin of their teeth at the end of games, you know, this year, the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Philadelphia Eagles. So here is your choice. Option A. The Eagles are up 24-20. There are 2 minutes left in the game, and the Bucks get the ball on their own 20-yard line with 3 timeouts.
Yeah.
Eagles up 4, Bucks have the ball, their own 20, 2 minutes left, 3 timeouts. Mm. Option B, the Eagles are losing 24-20. There are 2 minutes left. The Eagles have the ball with 3 timeouts on their own 20. Which scenario do you want? Do you want to be down by 4 with the ball with 2 minutes left, or do you want to be up by 4? The Bucks have the ball with 2 minutes left.
Well, you threw this out there, and I hadn't given my answer yet because I was really thinking about what I would do here.
Yes.
I'm going to surprise you here.
Okay.
I'd rather have the ball down.
You'd rather be losing.
Yeah. That sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy.
That sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy.
But here's my logic behind it.
Yes.
I don't know how good we are in a 2-minute drill. I really don't. This goes back to last year. I mean, you can start off in the Atlanta Falcons game last year with the 2-minute drill.
Defensively,
yes. That's what I'm talking about. Yep, defensively, yep. Yes. Make that clear. Defensively, I'm a little shaky about our 2-minute defense. Hell, even last week.
Yes.
I mean, thank God Jordan Davis blocked that field goal, but Matthew Stafford, they marched down the field with no problem.
They did.
I mean, with no problem.
They did.
And not to mention, just as an aside, I'll throw this out there because We left this out all week, and I purposely left it out all week because they won the game. I don't know what the hell Nick was doing calling that timeout.
Oh,
with 15 seconds left to go in the game.
Yes.
Instead of making the Rams use their final timeout, he essentially gave the Rams two more plays. They picked up 8 more yards after taking one shot down the field. Nick, let them burn their last timeout and kick the field goal there. Yeah, what are you doing? Trying to get the ball back with 8 seconds left to go? All right.
Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yes.
Yes, I would much rather be down, so let me get to why I would prefer that.
Yes, and 215-592-9494, we want your opinion as well. Go ahead.
Defense scares me a little bit in the 2-minute.
Okay.
But more importantly, I'm more confident in the offense in the 2-minute. Did you not see that offense last week in the hurry-up offense? Come on, man.
I saw it.
Come on, man.
I saw it.
QB1, bing, 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 down the field, AJ, Devontae. That's what we were doing. So if I got the ball with 3 minutes to go, with 2 minutes to go, with 3 timeouts, down 4, I'd feel more confident that we could go down and score to take the lead than I would we'd keep Tampa from scoring.
Okay.
That's how I see that.
All right. So you want to be losing with 2 minutes left in the game, just to be clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I put it
straightforward, yes.
So I thought about this for a while as well, because it's not as easy as I just made it sound. I think that is part of it, but I thought about it for a while as well. Here is why I take the other side. Here's why I'd rather be up for. The first thing is, I'd rather be winning than losing. I'd rather they have to go, you know, complete a bunch of passes, score a touchdown. And remember, it's not a field goal. They got to get all the way into the end zone, too. Mm-hmm. They don't just have to get into field goal range. So I think the first thing is, I would just rather be winning than I would be losing. That is just a simple part on top of it at the start. The second thing is that, yes, we look good, and Jalen is good in those situations as well. And we look good in the second half in the, you know, the hurry up offense, all those sorts of things. I don't want to go against Todd Bowles in that situation. And with us with the ball, I would rather their offense minus, you know, Mike Evans, and they haven't won without Mike Evans over the last couple of years. I don't want Todd Bowles drawing up some sort of blitz he's been holding in the back of his pocket on a 4th and 7 that we didn't even see coming, and we lose the game that way. I will take my chances. I agree with you that going back 2 years, the defense hasn't looked great in those end of game situations.
Yeah.
However, in more situations than not, we say, you know, came up big when they need to. In more situations than not, they have made a play to stop the other team, whether it is causing a fumble, getting interception, you know, Jalen Carter in the playoffs last year against Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
They've made a play. I don't think they can stop the Bucs from driving, but I would take my chances on them at least making a play. And I don't want to go against Bowles in that particular situation.
Now, we don't have very many games where we've had to go down the field to score late in the game to win it. But I don't remember us ever coming up short when we've had to.
So the only one I can think of, and I'm trying to remember the exact... What was the situation where Saquon dropped the screen pass from Jalen?
Well, the Falcons game. That was
the Falcons game.
We were up in that game.
Yes, but we were up at that point.
We could have sealed the game.
Yes, we were up at that point. Yeah. That wasn't, and the Falcons drove
down,
right afterwards.
Down the field.
Yes. But we don't have any of those situations against Bowles either. And I just know that guy has one or two blitzes that we're not going to see all game, that he's going to wait for the most important part of the game, and that's when he's going to unleash it. So I'd rather be up. I'd rather make their offense move without, you know, one of their key players. I would rather be up.
Going against your guy Baker, who's,
I
don't know, has 3 straight wins in the final drive of the game.
He does. Go ahead and do it again. Make him do it 4 straight times.
That coupled with we can't stop anybody in a 2-minute drill.
Look, I might have something to say about that on Monday if it happens.
Yeah, we can't stop anybody in a 2-minute drill. And this dude is magic down the stretch.
Look, we have our guys. Well, that's what you're saying. You would rather have our magic guy than their magic guy.
Yes.
I get it. 215-592-9494. Jack, would you like to weigh in here?
Yeah, or? I'd easily rather be down. Are you kidding me?
You'd rather be losing.
Easily. Like, listen, if there's one scenario where he is really good at, it is that scenario.
It is.
I mean, on the game on Sunday, he answered
that's on top of several other scenarios. But you, yeah.
Yeah, you, man. Let's let us with the backhanded compliment.
It's not a backhanded compliment. Great players show up at great moments. And okay. That's what he does better than anyone else
we'll
in the league.
That. We'll okay. take that.
And also, they stink. Like, if you want to talk about the Commanders game last year, they led them right down
right
the field.
Right down the field.
For as good as Vic Fangio is, for some reason, he just stinks in that exact scenario that you laid out. So I would have much more confidence in the Eagles' ability to go get a touchdown under 2 minutes and be able to stop a touchdown under 2 minutes.
The other thing I'd say about Fangio, and I would love to dive into this, and you know I'm going to spend an hour and a half this weekend looking at it. I don't know that there's any defense that's really particularly good at that. They all seem to do the same thing. They all seem to try to keep the other team in front of them. You know, let them move down the field and make them make plays to get all the way down the field. I don't know that there's
any... Which is why you want the ball.
Well, but I want to be winning.
Because nobody is good at it, stopping these guys.
I want to be winning. 215-592-9494. It's an on-the-record Friday. So here's the situation. You have a choice. The Eagles are up 24-20. The Bucs have the ball with three timeouts, 2 minutes left on their own 20. Or the Eagles are losing 24-20, have the ball on their own 20 with three timeouts left. And on the record Friday, as always, we're going to need a score from you. Eagles versus Bucs on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, y'all know the saying, when in doubt. Jalen Hurts are figuring it out, baby. Hey, man.
That's not a saying.
I want the ball in QB1's hands. Listen, because we know Spike always love to bring up, oh, if it wasn't for Jalen Carter getting that sack on Matthew Stafford, you know, we would have lost that Rams game. We know that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We know that. But I got multiple times where QB1 was down throughout the season. Oh, let's go to the most, you know, biggest one. Versus your guy, Josh Allen, the greatest player in NFL history. What happened?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He was down. Woo! What happened? Let me take you down memory lane when he had the ball. Hey, and everybody's favorite wide receiver almost fumbled on that drive. People forget that. Everybody say why we went to him.
Come on, man.
He went to him, punched the ball out. Oh, we was nervous there to review everything. Football guys was on our side. But, you know, QB1 said, you know what? Let me tuck this ball in. Put your arms up. There's that. Last year, you know what I'm saying? The Commanders game last year, the one that he played in, when everybody said that he had the glasses on at the end of the game, where I said he had a concussion, that was a fourth quarter drive as well. You know what I'm saying? I've seen multiple times when QB1 had to deliver for us in the fourth, and he might be the best at it.
I'm telling you, I don't think he's ever not like come up at the end of a game. I think about the Colts game in 2022.
What game last year did he throw an interception toward the end of the game?
That was the Falcons.
That was the Falcons game.
And 23 was the Seahawks game.
Oh, yeah, Falcons game. They
failed. The Seahawks took them right down the field.
Yeah, the Falcons game, they failed in it last year.
No. Hold on, time out.
Well, they did.
Chargers game is rookie year.
That Seahawks game, we had the lead. Yeah. Now, we had the lead when he threw the interception.
Yeah.
That interception was going to put us up more. So don't count.
And that Falcons game wasn't 2 minutes with three timeouts. That was.
But we only needed a field goal.
I remember.
And he made the play in the Falcons game. But I'm not going to throw no darts. But somebody's favorite running back dropped the ball again. But
different drive.
But that would have ended. That would have ended the game.
It would have ended the game. Yes, it would have ended the game. Look at you. You blaming Saquon. Look at you.
Let's talk about this game.
How dare you? Okay. So.
I'm tired of Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, I know that's your guy. He a front runner, right? He out here, he lies to the media talking about, oh, Like I had vendetta against trying to get this coach that cut me. Come on, man. He ain't cut you. He an interim coach.
Hold on. How is a guy? Hold on. How is a guy? How is a guy who the first 3-4 years of his career was a disaster, and then
first year he was good.
Well, right after that.
Yeah.
How is a guy who's been on 4 teams now, and who, by the way, in the first 3 games of the year has led drives to win the game? How is that a front runner?
Let me tell you how. Because everybody hyping them up. Who let me see. Let me look at these teams. The 0-3 Houston Texans needed a comeback win. The 0-3 Jets. I know a guy.
That's not how we talk about. You would not. If Jalen Led drives at the end of a game in 3 straight games to beat the other team, you would not. We wouldn't even be able to get you off the phone. You'd be calling every 10 minutes.
I'm out. Yeah. He just did it. He just did it back to back weeks versus the best player in NFL history and the Rams, everybody's favorite Super Bowl pick. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why. That's one reason. Also, Baker Mayfield, one thing about him is like when his team is good and he winning, he talk a lot, standing over people. So he's showboating. First down. I'm tired of this dude, right? Because it ain't him and it ain't him. The Bucs been whooping us with Brady, Arians, all the way back to when Doug Martin was running all over us with eating the W with Jameis Winston. It ain't just him. We struggled at Temple for a while. But you know what? Last year, you know, we could never win in New Orleans. What happened, right? We had like an 0-6 record versus Russell Wilson. What happened? You know what I'm saying? Every record has to come to an end. That's coming on Sunday, maybe. Baker Mayfield, I want you to be showboating on Sunday when you down. I want you to do all that talking. You got C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You was talking about my guy. I want that energy on Sunday when you catch this L, brother. I don't want you high. I don't want you upset. I don't want that. I want that showboating. I want that same bravado that you bring. Oh, this guy cut me. I want all of that in that post-game press conference. Don't be putting your head down. I want that same energy.
Remember, there's a revenge situation for Hassan Reddick as well. Just like last week.
Hassan Reddick, listen.
Yeah.
Your revenge versus the Jets, we didn't see. You know what I'm saying? The 0-3 Jets, yeah, what, half of that? You know what I'm saying? So you're going against Lane Johnson. You couldn't get nothing on them dudes, right? So pipe down. All right, we got the Heat. That's what we got to worry about. How about I got the score? It's 31-17. We're going to shut them down on Sunday.
We're going to score 31 points.
Wow.
31-17. Okay. That's what I said.
Okay, I heard
you. I let your boys.
All right.
There you go. Say it with your chest.
31-17. You know, he's saying, everybody's singing Baker Mayfield's praises. I just want to say, I was first. Now Baker can't get, now he's a front runner. He's not a front runner. What are you talking about? I don't want to make this a Baker show, but he's not a front runner. He's a tough little guy,
well,
man.
I think part of it is we're tired of losing to him.
Yes, I would say that is fair. That's part of it, yes. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town calling in the 2 o'clock hour. Wow.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, you daggone right. I was doing negotiations and contract moves with Jack last night to see I could get on the phone a little bit quicker and not wait to the end.
Okay.
I'm trying to defeat the system.
Okay.
Spike, mother freaking Eskin.
Okay, all right. It's my system. All right.
What's poppin', fellas? Happy Friday.
What's up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
Oh, man, first of all, I would like the ball at the end. To keep building the winning I can win in the clutch again and again to the resume. Plus, it makes Spike a little nervous seeing his best friend sitting on the sideline, knowing that he don't got a chance. You know what I'm talking about, Ike Reese?
Yep.
You're making this personal now. All right. Sure.
Yeah, I told you this week is personal, Spike. Look, you know I DM'd. I sent you some love emojis and stuff. So you know I love you now. Come on now. We ain't talked on the side and everything. Don't take it too bad.
No, I'm not taking it bad. I'm just saying it's a little weird to make the decision to want to be losing. That's all.
So what? It's a little weird what's saying that you have a fetish for Baker Mayfield. How about that?
A fetish.
I like the. Nobody cared about this last year. Nobody cared about it in the offseason.
Until
now, Tampa's a real threat.
Yes, yeah. Nobody cared.
Spike has been saying his name every other sentence. I'm telling you, Ike, get your little pad. Sit there, and I'm telling you, every 10 to 15 minutes, if you're talking about quarterback stuff and football stuff, Baker Mayfield going to come up, bro. I'm telling you. Trust me.
So you saying you saying Baker is sort of taking over for Josh Allen for Spike?
Yeah, boy, last year was Josh Allen. This year he hinted at Baker last year. This year he's full blown and came out with his Baker Mayfield underoos and said, "This is me."
I had Baker ahead of Jalen last year. I have him ahead of Jalen this year. To be honest, he's always been there. Now I think
he's not ahead of Jalen.
I think Josh Allen is the best player in football.
That's fair.
Yes, but
yeah, that's fair. He a May baby too. But, May babies rule the world, baby.
But if we're talking about favorite players to watch, Baker is way up
there.
Look,
you want to say his name? Say his name.
I said Baker Mayfield.
You already said it.
Baker Mayfield.
All right. Before I get out of here,
yes.
I have a little finger snap moment.
Okay.
The other night, Dallas was the challenge. Child, please. We kept our balance. Get that weight up off me. We got the juice now. Went to KC to see what it may be. They Western attack. They did all of that. Jalen, you barely had 100 yards. Shut the bleep up. We won the game. Get that weight up off me. Damn. Built up they flock four times in a row. I guess we the Philadelphia Shepherds now. We still hurting the Rams. Get that weight up off me. We can't beat the Bucks. It's going to be so hot. Baker Mayfield against me. Shut the sleep up. Get that weight up off me. We got Jalen. He got Jalen's number. Much respect to Mr. Todd Bowles. I ain't never scared. Put me in the game. I need. Give me my neck. No. 31-20. Game. You guys later. Love y'all.
All right, there you go.
Wow. Yeah.
Now we're getting a Yoshi poem every Friday.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, listen, everyone's got a bit.
Yeah.
You guys got to start snapping, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, it was a little slam poetry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this
yes.
is what it feels like.
Okay,
yes.
I'm slow.
Yeah. Man, Friday full of bits. It's Bit Friday, right? Oh, man, I completely forgot we have Rios today as well at some point.
How could you forget that?
Well, no. And Rios has been slotted in right before Tommy Down the Shore. I like the contrast there usually on Friday. All right, 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. Your choice. Eagles can either be down 24-20 with the ball on their own 20 or up 24-20, and the Bucks have the ball at their own 20. And on the Record Friday, you have to give us a score for Sunday's game, Eagles versus Bucks. Coming up next, Joel Embiid spoke today.
We will
hear what he had to say about how much he's going to play this year. We will hear and we will react. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.